G'day, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Jay and Dave podcast.
Not it's long
the
till sweetest Christmas, Dave. One. Don't want a lot for Christmas. Actually, I know what I feel like I want.
What do you want?
A moist gherkin.
That's right. We've been talking about gherkin being one of those words that just sounds disgusting, like moist.
And put them together, you get a moist gherkin, otherwise known as a bar in your local town.
Yeah. I'll meet you at the moist gherkin.
It's like the blue oyster. You know how that? What movie was that from?
That was or from the Police Academy.
Police Academy.
Yeah, that was the gay bar, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, how apt that I chose that bar. That's in the podcast this morning, plus a whole lot more with Jay and Dave for breakfast.
We are talking now, mate. Oh, put down the toys.
It's the upside down challenge, which looks amazing. Yeah,
it's trying to walk upside down.
I mean, that's what it's like after a few drinks down. On a Friday night. Now, Jace, Joe, why do you guys get involved with our Triple N toy drive appeal? I mean, we know that families are doing it tough. Is that the reason why you wanted to support that as well?
Yeah, that's one of them. Joe and I didn't grow up quite very wealthy, so if we can give back and make someone's day on Christmas morning, it's good. I know what it's like not to get a toy on Christmas morning. So,
and Joe, what about you? The toys that we're choosing today, do you think they're good calibre? And you've got some helpers here as well who are doing the choosing for us. Are they doing a good job in choosing the good toys?
They're doing a tremendous job. Yeah. Jesse and Emmy are doing a great job. But yes,
I can actually see the difference between you two. Jason's playing with all the toys. You're not. She's off.
Distracted.
She's gone
again. Yeah. But I think that's the thing. That's what makes a good relationship work. You're like Jason. I'm like Joe.
We've got one of
ours. I don't know. I think we're both like Jason.
Would you like to say how much fun you're having?
This is going on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
she's more interested. Oh, that's a marble race. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
What's Pick a Kitty?
It's a kitty that catches food.
And then throws it.
And then throws it.
We never had any of these toys when we were kids, right?
No.
These are awesome presents for kids, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
it's amazing. And the range here is fantastic.
It's massive, isn't it?
Yes.
So good.
Yeah, this is probably one of the best toy worlds I've been in. It's really good.
Oh, it's like you go to all of them. It's like a road trip. Is it?
I am a big kid. Jessica's her daughter. His daughter.
Look, here's the two elves just returned. Jessica and Emmy.
We're up to 1,700.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Let's go.
We've got 300 to go.
Well, guys, thank you very much. And look, Jay's just distracted. Let's just say thank you very much for donating towards the toy drive once again.
No, and thank you, Triple M, and you, Dave and Jay, for obviously getting behind this as well.
You want to go play with toys, don't you, Jay?
I do.
Let's go.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Every Thursday we do a recreation of a movie, a scene, a musical, theatrical Thursday.
One of these days it will be better than the original. One of these days, not today, maybe. Who knows?
This is a new for me. I haven't got a hat on for this one.
No, well, you're playing Bruce Willis today in Die Hard.
So one thing,
classic Christmas movie.
We have two things in common. We both have very good bodies. And we both have bald heads.
Oh, someone's got tickets. That'd be Bruce Willis.
So what's a movie? You said Christmas movie.
Yeah, well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
It's set in the Christmas time.
Okay.
So, you're playing Bruce Willis, who's John McClane.
Yep.
They call him McClane. And I'm playing the head bad dude. His name is Hans.
Hans. Hans is the meat. Okay. You ready? You look like Billy Ray Cyrus, who ate Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, wow. Have you seen Billy Ray Cyrus lately?
He has put on a bit of weight, actually.
Yeah, I think we could be cousins.
Yeah. Not disagreeing with that whatsoever. All right, ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Here we go.
I told you I wanted. Can we start again?
Oh, my God. What is this monstrosity? Okay, we can do it again, are we?
Yeah,
okay.
He's on the walkie-talkie. I told you all I wanted was radio silence.
I'm sorry, Hans, I didn't get the message. Maybe you should have put it on the bulletin board. I figured since I waxed Tony Marco and his friend, you and Carl and Franco might be lonely, so I wanted to give you a call.
That's very kind of you. I assume you are our mystery party crasher. You are troublesome for a security guard.
Are you supposed to be German?
No, he's American.
Oh,
That was a good pause. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open the front door for me.
I'm afraid not. But you do have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Just another American who saw too many movies as a child? Another orphan of the bankrupt culture who thinks John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall, Dylan?
I was always partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really liked those sequined shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother. I wasn't allowed to say the other word. I'd get in trouble this time of the morning. Was that really a Christmas movie, though?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Of course it was. Right. It was one for the dads more than anything, yeah, but right. It was a Christmas movie. And then they had Die Hard with a Vengeance. And then Die Hard with a walking stick.
Pretty much. Still mesmerised by my noggin with no hat on. Do you remember when we had that billboard at Serena?
Yeah, that's right, and nobody recognised
Many
you.
Years ago, we had a billboard of Dave and I up in Serena. I had no hat on, and yeah. People were ringing the radio station going, who's that guy with Dave?
Yeah. They had to. they physically had to take it down.
Put a new one up.
Because nobody recognised you without the cat. Jay and Dave in the morning. It's all go this year, isn't it? You got to love it.
I love... Hang on. So why are you so Christmassy this year than you were last year?
I don't know. I wish I knew. But I just feel like I'm between... Like, if there was a scale of Christmassy, mild would be pretty much where I always sit. Medium or Mariah, as in Mariah Carey, I'd be on the fence between medium and Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely tip the scales at Mariah Carey.
I'm Mariah all year round. That's what it is. Yeah.
But this year, I don't know what it is. I think it's just the lights in the studio. It could be.
They're pretty.
Just,
I like them.
They are. I don't know what it is. I think it's because we've had a pretty big year, and it's time to celebrate.
133-53, if you were to sit on the Christmassy scale, mild, medium, or Mariah, where would you sit?
It's always a good time of the year. You can either be mild into it, you could be medium, or you could be Mariah Carey.
Are you Mariah? I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one. Back me up, you've been doing it okay. Today. And I... It's taken me 11 years to crack him, but I finally have.
I'm not quite at the Mariah stage. I'm right in the middle between...
Shame on you!
Medium and Mariah.
Medium Mariah.
Imagine that.
I reckon Mariah is probably medium these days too, actually. 133-53. Where do you sit on the scale of Christmassy scale? Mild, medium, or Mariah?
133-53. Margaret in Kamala. G'day.
How are you?
Very well. Are you mild? Are you medium or Mariah?
Well, I would say Mariah, but you might say medium because I don't put up any Christmas decorations.
Well, you can be medium Mariah. I think.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Any plans for Christmas, Margaret, or what?
Yeah, we go to family for the day.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, you need a little something before then, okay? So we're going to send you off to Ninth Lane Grind. You can go to K&Co or Curb with $20 to spend, okay?
Right, stay there. 133-53. Tina in Andergrove. Hey, Tina.
Good morning.
Are you Mariah?
No, I'm medium.
Okay. I'll turn it off then. That deserves a round of applause, but not Mariah Carey, obviously.
You're getting there, though, aren't you, Tina? You'll get to Mariah stage one day.
Yes, one day.
When you grow up.
Christmas Day.
Not Christmas Day. It's too late. It's far too late, Christmas Day. You've got to be long before then. Thank you. 133-53. Let's go to Christelle. Hey, Christelle.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Very well for a Thursday.
Are you a Mariah or are you a mild?
I'm a mild.
Oh, damn it.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Oh, you should know that by now.
I'm just like Dave. I've worked on Dave for so many years to get him to Mariah status. He's halfway there.
Christelle, you're Jay's new project.
for the next 12 months. That's fine.
Jay and Dave in the morning. Jay and Dave's 12 days of Giftmas. Every caller gets a...
Well, today, every caller gets...
Yeah, we get a $20 voucher to spend at either Ninth Lane Grind, K&Co or Curb. Delicious food, amazing coffee, three handy locations.
Let's take some calls now. 1-3-3-5-3. Just what are you doing at this time of the morning? You got anything you want to say? You want to touch on, you know?
Don't talk about world politics, though.
No, this is a COVID-free zone.
Yeah.
World politics zone free. Anything else?
Something fun.
You get on the air, we'll talk to you, you get one of those vouchers. You got to set the agenda.
Okay.
You know when you go to a meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Like we have here at work, three of them a day, and there's an agenda. You set that agenda for us.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit of fun. So thank you very much to Ninth Lane Grind, K&Co and Curb. $20. All yours to spend on coffee or food or whatever. Let's go to Simone in Glenilla. What's going on?
I'm just wondering how your advent calendar is going.
Oh, my, the 20... So it starts on the 25th, though, 25th of December.
Yeah, but I'm a little concerned because you open it backwards. There's only ever 24 bottles, so you're going to have to go to Dan Murphy's on the 23rd to buy two extras.
I'm glad that you're worrying about my my advent calendar. It's very true. It's very true. I'll have to go and buy one of those, I think.
I don't even have an advent. I don't think I've had an advent calendar in years.
Yeah, but do you have one, Simone?
I do. I've got a Lego one.
Have you started today?
No.
Or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay, right.
What's a Lego one?
Yeah, you get little Lego bits to build, little Christmas Legos.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is awesome.
See? Okay, everybody has these sort of advent calendar. I told you it's a thing. Thank you for the call there, Simone.
All right.
1-3-3-5-3 is a phone number.
Yeah, Linnell is in Halliday Bay. G'day, Linnell.
How are you going?
Good. For a Thursday, what's going on?
Oh, well, I thought I'd ring you. Yesterday was my birthday, and today I officially retire.
Oh!
You definitely need to walk away with one of our 12 days of giftness. Whereabouts, do you want to give your work a plug where you work or not?
I don't know if I'm allowed to, okay. But it's a place to work.
Okay. What are they going to do, fire? It's your last day.
It's Northern Queensland Primary Health Network.
Okay, and how long have you been working there for?
6 years.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Well, it's always great to work in a nice environment like we do here at Triple M. If you want a job, you let us know, hey?
Well, I will do.
You stay there. We'll give you one of our 12 days of Christmas presents for this morning, Edda.
G'day to Brett and Glenella. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not a lot, mate. Just going to work.
Are you retiring today like Linnell is or not?
Maybe after tonight if I can win the $80 million.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It would be awesome.
What would be the first thing you did if you got $80
million? Nothing until a cut went into the bank account. Then I'd do something.
Yeah, right.
Right, that would be nice. $80 million. You could go stupid on that money.
I would. Stay there, mate. You've got one of our 12 days of giving us prizes. Who else we got there?
We got from Serena Beach. Oh, beautiful part of the world. G'day, Kim.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's going on in your world, Kim?
Oh, just getting dressed for work.
So you're not retiring today, either like Linnell.
I'm actually retired, but I'm, just doing a little bit of extra work on the side.
It's called volunteering, isn't it?
No, it's a paid job.
You're like John Farnham. He says he's retired, he comes back every couple of years, right? How would you like one of our presents for 12 days of Giftmas today as well?
I would love one.
All right,
you
stay there for a second. We'll grab some details from you. So every person who makes it on the air today, every day for the next 12 days gets that day present.
Yeah, Jay's become Oprah Winfrey for 12 days.
You got a coffee.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, no.
Not a vet surgeon, just a vet nurse. So.
Yeah.
And
so that means not as much study. Doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
I obviously wasn't cut out to do that job because I got too attached to the animals and stuff like that.
Sure.
But yesterday, this is my training came into practice for the 6 months that I studied.
Right.
So a bird it was in my backyard. It was on the ground. So I thought, this is not, and it's, my dogs are running around. I'm like, oh, well, the bird's not flying away. So clearly it's broken or something.
Yeah. The dogs didn't go for it, though, did it?
No. Okay. They sort of left it. Anyway, went over to pick up the bird, and obviously it was a little injured, and I thought, okay, we'll give you some water and all that sort of stuff. So I gave it 5-10 minutes in a cardboard box in my shed.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, it's time to release it. So it must have knocked itself out or something, and then it just needed a bit of a rest, right?
Yeah,
so I've grabbed the bird, and I've taken it out, because I could hear it was trying to fly out of the box in the shed. So I'm like, right, it's wanting to leave. So I took it outside and I did the whole release thing. I was like, oh, I feel this is what it feels like to release a bird, you know, after you've cared for it for all this time.
Okay, big juicy feeling in the stomach there. And,
yep.
Oh, and good stuff.
Flew straight in my window and knocked itself out again. So, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Oh, you can't not laugh at that.
So I've picked it up, the poor thing. It was like dazed and confused. I'm like, this poor thing. And keeping in mind, I had that snake hanging around my house the last few days. So I've taken the bird back in. I'm like, you've done yourself a mischief. Put it in the box again, put it back in the shed. And I thought, I'll give you some time.
Yeah.
And then I took it out. It was about an hour or two. And then I heard it fluttering again. So I'm like, right, it's ready for takeoff again.
Yeah.
Did it again. Same thing. It ran straight into my window. I don't know why birds are flying into my window. Clearly, I don't know. So I'm like, this is not. So I quickly opened up my gate and I put it on the footpath. I said, you're on your own. Like, you do your thing.
Yeah.
So I leave for work this morning.
Yeah.
And I go around the corner and the bird's still sitting there.
So really?
This is not a joke, by the way. This is absolutely legit. So there's a bird. So I quickly pull over and I'm like, oh my God, is it dead? It's just sitting there.
This is starting to sound like Ace Ventura.
Oh my God. I was like traumatized, grass trying to find this bird.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you okay? And then it just gets up and flies off. You've sat there for 10 hours, bird. You've sat there for 10 hours and you just flew off.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You can't win, can you? You can't take a break.
You try and break my glass twice.
Yeah.
And you use my footpath for a bed for the night. I don't know whether it was asleep or not, but it just got up like nothing had happened and it flew off.
Sounds like it's in the Christmas mode already, having party, party, party.
Too much eggnog.
Yeah.
Like, too much. It's the last time I ever try and save a sparrow. It was a willy wagtail. You know, those little ones.
It won't be your last time.
No. Anyway.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I wouldn't mind a burger or two from there with extra pickles.
You just said you're starting to eat healthy.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't.
Moderation. You can have moderation.
Yeah, I'll starve myself for the next 3 days.
Scrap the pickles and you're on.
Really?
Scrap the. Oh, yuck. Who likes pickles? I'm sorry.
Well, I would much rather the double pickles. I've actually asked for.
On a burger?
Yeah.
No,
why not?
No. Ever since I was a kid, like, I'm one of those pickle fishers is what we call them. So you get a burger and you open it up and straight away you pull the pickles out and toss them.
You don't
away.
Give them to someone else that likes pickles?
Yuck. No one I know likes pickles.
Well, you
not
do now.
Jamie. What?
You do now. I love them.
I've never seen you ask for double pickles at any time, ever.
Yeah, that's because we're in a bit of a hurry. When we're going through a drive-thru, if I've got the time, I'll ask for the double pickles.
Oh, because it takes so much time to say double pickles as well, thanks.
Well, they've got to make it from scratch that way, and usually you just want to get in there, get out straight away, don't you?
I don't know about
how
the whole
do you not like
thing.
Pickles? I thought everybody liked pickles on a burger.
You know the jar of like the whole pickles that you get,
yeah,
from the shops.
Yeah,
I can eat those, but on a I don't know what it
so
is.
What,
I don't know
what's the difference.
I don't know. 133353. Where do you sit with the great pickle debate? Do you leave them on your burger or do you like turf them? I don't know too many people, if any, that likes those pickles.
Okay, look, all right. 133353. We'll do the poll. Every single person that calls up gets a meal at Macca's, thanks to Nikki, as part of 12 Days of Giftmas.
Yep.
So whether or not you like them or not doesn't really matter. You're still getting something to eat on us.
Yeah, but I want to know about where they sit with this whole thing, because it's... Can we put something on Facebook? Have they put something on?
They have, actually, yeah.
What does it say?
I'll just
what
get
people,
to it.
What are people saying? I want to know.
Pickles on a burger, yay or nay?
Yeah.
Sally says, yep, she loves them. Linda doesn't. How could you not? I don't understand.
But what are
that.
They saying? They're just saying yay or nay.
Ew is what Tash says. And Kathy says, no, I want an Aussie burger as we know it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think those sort of ingredients, certainly not the pickles, makes the burger. Yuck.
I never knew this about you, that you don't like pickles.
I've never been a fan of them, which is weird because I can eat a whole one from a jar.
Yeah.
But just not on a burger. 133353. Where do you sit with the great pickle debate?
Let's go to Endergrove. Peter, mate, pickles on a burger, yes or no?
Yes, I never used to, but as I've got older, yes, I do have them.
You've got sour as you got older.
Well, that's true.
All right, so that's one saying yes. I'm doing a tally of this because Dave says more people would say yes than no. All right, you stay there. Part of our 12 days of Giftmas. Every caller on the air in this segment, by the way, goes off to Macca's to get whatever they want, $20 to spend. If it's a burger, get the pickles off.
Katrina. In Slady, I think. Oh, Serena, sorry. Katrina, what do you reckon? Burgers with the pickles, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's
you, Dave.
CJ, yeah, but everybody loves
saying,
a pickle.
Nobody's saying double. Are you saying double?
Oh, I love them. My husband picks this up when I eat them too.
Yeah, on the burger or you eat them separately?
Sort of separately.
Yeah, see, that's different to eating on the burger because it wrecks it on the burger.
But I reckon they should make a pickle burger. I'd be buying that.
Oh, that is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I love everything on the McDonald's menu. I just don't like the pickles on the burgers. That's just my own opinion.
Craig in West Mackay, mate, do you go the pickles on the burger?
Pitch the pickle.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Yep.
Eat them out of a bottle or a tin maybe, but not out of a burger.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I can eat a whole one, like at home from the jar, because it tastes good, but then on a burger it just wrecks it, doesn't it?
Put the beetroot in.
Yeah, yes.
I just don't get it. It's still the same thing. You're just eating on a burger.
133353 is the number.
Let's go to Mount Pleasant now. Tracy, pickles on a burger, yes or no?
Yep, double them up.
Double them up.
See?
See, that's an even tie. Of the four people we just spoke to, two are saying yes, keep them, two are saying no.
Do we really need a fifth person? Really?
I'm just going to say this is an anomaly today. Trace, you're off to Macca's as well too, by the way. $20 to spend, sorry. That's how Macca's.
Don't double it up that way.
I'm doubling up the money, not only the pickles. Jay and Dave in the morning!
Christmas in the air, man. Christmas in the air, man. It's down Victoria Street, man. Christmas in the air, man. It's at Buffy the Cane-Toad, man. Christmas in the air. Dinamio, Nindaru, Racecourse, Bakers Creek, Mount Plus, BK, Beverly, Band, West Mackay, Beakersfield, Pinnacle, Kinchendan, Oakenden, Orally, Haypoint, Cuttable, and Havana, and Grove, Waterford, and Rural Views are into Donegal, Green, Mount Glen, Nellie, Youngler. Christmas in the air, man. Christmas in the air, man. It's in the winter Sundays, man. Christmas in the air, man. It's at the Big Mango, man. Christmas in the air. At Conway, Lixbrook, Cedar Creek, Northerlies, Crosspine, Merivale, Cannavale, Mandalay, Airlie Beach, Shute Harbour, Funnel Bay, South Bowles, Den Island, Hamilton, Lindemann, Daydream, Strath, Dickey, Sugarloaf, Cannon Valley, Hook, Island, Jubilee, Pocket, Flame Tree. Now you see Christmas in the air, man. Christmas in the air, man. Tree is up at Bluewater Key, man. Christmas in the air, man. Serena Sugar Shed, man. Christmas in the air. There you go, folks. Another edition of the Jay and Dave podcast.
You never know what's going to happen on the show, honestly. No. Catch us weekdays from 5:30 on 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays, and, of course, live here on the Listener app.